Hello, everyone. My name is Nate. I'm the host of the Imperfect Podcast, and welcome back to another episode. We're 3 weeks strong in weekly episodes, like I said, we'd be doing. This podcast is a podcast by myself, a 21-year-old college student who's looking to spread the knowledge of God, well, my knowledge of God and my studies, to young people and others in my age group. And to be a role model to them and inspiration to others, and not just to my age group, they're my target audience, but God doesn't limit his love to 21-year-olds. He gives it to everybody. So this podcast is for everyone. If you clicked on to watch, thank you. In the last few episodes, we talked about Genesis, well, some things in Genesis, and for the next two episodes, we'll be doing that as well, and that'll wrap up Genesis. Another fun fact, I just recorded this episode, like the first take of this episode, and I didn't like it, so we're going to try this again. I was 27 minutes in deep, but I just wasn't feeling the vibes. So, today we're going to talk about basically the life of Abraham and how his faith was tested throughout his life journey and his story, and how we can learn from it and essentially strengthen our faith. So, I said a really good prayer in my first take, and I have to repeat it to the best of my abilities. So with that being said, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you again, thankful for this opportunity to restart and have another chance of properly spreading your word, God. I ask that this time around, you guide me. Keep me patient and keep me confident in things that I say. Please use this podcast as your tool, your instrument to reach the people that you need to reach. I pray for the person that is listening to this podcast, listening to my voice, God. Whatever prayers that they have prayed, I ask that you answer them, God. Whatever prayers they haven't prayed yet, I ask that you answer them as well. I ask that the person listening learn something new, God, and that they are motivated from this podcast to come closer to you, God. I also pray for my friends that I will not disclose on this podcast. I pray for the things that they have informed me about and asked me to pray for, God, including my family as well. I ask you to heal those who need to be healed, guide those who need guidance, uplift those who need the lifting, God. I thank you for the technology you've provided us, God, to discuss your word and your knowledge through the internet and through social media, through the podcast. Pray that someone is changed today, God, as they listen to this episode. I pray that they give you the credit and not me the credit, God. This is your podcast and your word, God, not mine. I pray that the message is clear, concise, and understandable to the person listening, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, guys. I have a meeting to go to soon, so we're going to keep this short, a tad short. So, let's talk about Abraham. Abraham is originally Abram. He comes from a land called Ur of Chaldeans under his father, Terah. His father or his household is very sinful, very pagan. And God appears to Abraham in Genesis and says, go take your family and your belongings and your servants to the land of Canaan, where I will give the land to you and your descendants, and you will have many descendants, and they will be fruitful, and they will multiply, and they will be blessed. Now, Abraham is old. So is his wife, Sarah, or originally Sarai. But they are way past the age where somebody would give birth or have children. So God randomly appears to Abraham, says, leave your house, leave your home, go here. You're going to have kids, well, lots of descendants, and you're going to be blessed, and I'm going to give you this random land that you'll be a foreigner to. And that's exactly what Abraham does. He gets up, he goes, takes his family and belongings, and they go. Now, something major to take away from Abraham, or the story of Abraham, is the testing of his faith. We see an initial test, or not even test, we see an initial mistake when Abraham is first making his way to Canaan. he has to make a stop in Egypt because in the land he's in on the way to Canaan, there's a famine, so he has to stop in Egypt. Now, in this historical time, there's a lot of sexual immorality. There still is in our present times, but it was running rampant back then. There's a lot of violence, sexual immorality. Yeah. So they get to Egypt, and what's his name? Abraham is afraid that Pharaoh will ask to take his wife Sarah as a wife because she's so beautiful. So out of fear, although God said he will protect Abraham and his family along this journey and throughout time, Abraham says to Sarah, "You're going to identify as my sister. Pharaoh will ask if she can be your wife. I will say no, and we'll go about our lives and get out of Egypt." However, Pharaoh ain't asked. He just took Sarah. So he takes Sarah, and as a result, God interferes. He brings a plague on Pharaoh's house and basically has to tell Abraham, "Yo, I told you I'm going to protect you. You have to listen to me." That's lesson number one that you got to learn from God. Trust him. Trust that God will keep his word, because God always keeps his word. As a matter of fact, Abraham does this again. Later on in Genesis, he moves his family to a place called Gerar, and he does the same exact thing. He thinks the king will take his wife, and he says, "Sarah identifies my sister," and boom, it backfires. The king takes his wife, except this time, no adultery is committed. So, twice Abraham had done this thing out of fear and out of kind of weak faith. Abraham's faith gets strong as his life goes on, but out of doubt and fear and weak faith, he comes up with his own plan to do things. He doesn't trust what God says. So I guess the first thing you can learn is just to trust God when he says he's going to do something for you. When you know God has something promised for you, don't go making your own plan. And that kind of leads us into the next thing that happens throughout Abraham's life. God's constantly reassuring Abraham that he will be blessed, he will have a son through his old wife, Sarah, and that he will have many descendants, and that God will be there to protect him. Abraham even says, out of faith, he says, "God, I want to believe you, but it's hard to believe that these seem to be impossible things will happen." And that's not necessarily a bad thing. He's just saying, "God, I need help understanding." It's like in James chapter 1 when it says you can go to God when you need help understanding something. That's exactly what Abraham does here. He says, "God, please help me understand." So God gives reassurance. And then in the dream, he shows Abraham what it will look like when he has all these descendants and as they are thriving. But right after, in the chapter right after this happens, Sarah, his wife, says, "Nah, this isn't going to work. We're too old. Take my slave Hagar and have a son with her. And boom, you'll have your son." Prophecy fulfilled. So that's what he does, even after God strongly reassured him that things will happen. He takes Hagar, has a son with her. And God says, "No, this is not your son. This will not be your heir. It will be your son Isaac through Sarah. It'll happen when you are age 100. And although you had the son Ishmael, I'm still going to bless him, but he's not going to be like your son Isaac, who will be your heir, who is the chosen one for your firstborn son." So that's it. Another issue right there, trying to speed up God's process. We do that a lot. As humans, we tend to speed up processes or cheat the process rather than being patient and trusting God. And yeah, trusting God, listening to God and submitting to his will. I'm trying to think of an example. I'll put it like this. For bodybuilders, people that lift weights, people that want to be all big and muscular, there's some people that take steroids or drugs in order to boost that process of building muscle, but it comes with a price of long-term health, really. One of my friends was telling me how there's this steroid called Tren that bodybuilders take, and it essentially makes your heart bigger, I think. That's what he said. And it'll get to a point where your heart can't operate and, you know, you die. But your muscles get big, you get that temporary pleasure, you sped up the process, you didn't go through the natural process, but yeah, there's a price to pay when you try to do things on your own. Like with Hagar and Ishmael, the son that isn't supposed to be the heir. I talked about this all of last episode, but basically, Abraham had to let go of Ishmael into the wilderness and trust that God will take care of him. But let me stay in order. So after this happens, God also appeared again in person in human form. I don't want to say human form. God physically appeared to Abraham with two other angels and basically said, around this time next year, when you're 100 years old, you'll have a child. And Sarah heard this and laughed. And God said, is anything too hard for the Lord? So I guess we can learn from Sarah again, not to doubt God. Like, that's the biggest takeaway from Abraham's life and story. I feel like I'm trying to get at this big point, and I've already said it before. Have strong faith in God. It's more about, I guess what you can learn from Abraham is more about how his faith was tested and how God still kept the promise and how he kind of failed his tests and God still kept the promise. Basically, God will keep your promises. And once Isaac is born and Abraham's faith is a lot stronger, my bad to see if somebody was in my apartment. Once Isaac is born and like a lot older, God gives like this final test and says, take Isaac up to this mountain to make a sacrifice to him, to me, and the sacrifice will be your son, Isaac, your firstborn, your heir that I promised to you. Sacrifice him, kill him. So Abraham attempts to do this. He brings his son up to the mountain. He's about to take the knife and kill his son, but God sees his heart and God sees his faith. He knows that his faith is strong in him, so he says, wait, stop, don't kill him, you pass the test, kill this lamb instead. Through all these failures and trials and errors that Abraham experienced, he learned to trust God. And even so strong, his faith was so strong that he was about to kill his gift. I don't think a lot of us today could do that. I certainly can't. I don't think God will get that extreme anymore. I pray that we don't get that extreme anymore. But that's how strong your faith has to be. And although Abraham failed, Abraham was also somebody that grew up in a sinful house, like I said, and his faith had to be built. That's why God kept reassuring and showing that he would keep all these promises. So throughout all these lessons, Abraham learned to keep his faith in God. Now look at your lessons that you're experiencing. Look at your failures and learn. Look at the things that you know about the Bible, the ways to live as a Christian, and apply that to yourself. Your faith is being strengthened through all the things that you're going through. However, you have to learn from each mistake and don't repeat them. There comes a point, I hate that I can't quote the verse, but like, it says you're at a point where you should know about the Bible, you should know about the faith and what's right and wrong. Yet it feels like you're a child in the faith and you've learned nothing. You got to take what's happening and learn from them and just keep growing. You can't stay put in where you are. You got to keep growing. And it has to get to the point where you have that test that Abraham finally faced, where you get to a difficult decision and you can strongly make that decision because your faith is strong. Get that strong faith for Abraham and trust God through all his promises and everything that you're going through. I'm going to stop it there because, yeah. Like I said, I did a 27-minute run through and I had to stop because I did not like how it was going at all. And even how this episode is going, I'm not too confident about it, TBH. But I'm still going to put it out because I think there's somebody or some people that pick up on what I'm saying. And I will look to make the next episodes better. I apologize. But if you enjoyed this episode, thank you. Please check out the other episodes that I've put out. And stay tuned for more episodes to come next week. I think I'm going to do every Wednesday. Shooting for every Wednesday. Promise it'll be every Wednesday. Hope it's every Wednesday. Once again, my name is Nate Estrada, and I host the Imperfect Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.